It's amazing, really, that it's come to this. The simple act of voting in the land where democracy was invented will conceivably set in motion a chain reaction across Europe that could turn the tide in the Eurozone crisis or unravel the entire Euro system. Sunday's national parliamentary elections in Greece have pitted two parties, one for supporting cooperation with Europe, the other for trying to negotiate Greece's way out of the Euro, if not to get a much better bailout deal. It's a very important time to be in Athens, and joining us now is Mark Lowe, an Athens correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Mark, give us a sense of the feeling on these last hours before the voting actually starts.
Well, I think that Greeks are realizing just how momentous this is, a crucial election for their country, which is craving stability during its worst financial crisis since the Second World War, but also crucial for Europe because, as you rightly say, John, if all goes wrong here and if Greece were to elect a government that tries to turn its back on the bailout and on all the spending cuts, well, European Union leaders say that could lead this country out of the euro, and of course it could spread contagion to other EU countries, Eurozone countries that would begin to doubt their own membership of the single currency. It could send their borrowing costs soaring. It could lead to banks stopping lending to each other, and really then the Eurozone as a whole could get into another credit crunch and another crisis, which would be debilitating really for the Eurozone region. So a crucial moment for Greece and for the Eurozone on Sunday.
And Americans will be paying attention, because if banks weaken across Europe, exposure to bad debt in Europe by United States banks is going to be very clearly a possible damper on the U.S. economy and could conceivably work its way into the American presidential election. Someone who understands both of those phenomena is Peter Poulos, third-generation Greek-American, currently in Athens. Mark, hold on for just a moment. I got to ask a couple of questions here to Peter, since he both knows the American story and the Greek story. Pretty important time to be in Greece, eh, Peter?
Oh, yes, it is. It's an exciting time to be here.
Give us a sense of how the debate is coming down to the wire here. Are Greeks more cautious about doing something reckless or more angry and inclined to do something that might end up isolating them?
Well, in my opinion, a few weeks ago, it seemed as though, although I was not here, I was in the United States. I returned to Athens yesterday. But it seemed like a few weeks ago, people were a bit angry, and less cautious. And now that the election is upon us, and Mark, I don't know if you agree with this, it seems like the quiet before the storm. I mean, I was walking around Athens this morning. It seemed like everyone had left town.
Interesting.
It was very quiet.
Mark, you were saying yesterday that as we got to the actual voting itself, there was a kind of cautious conservatism coming into the political discourse, if not the actual political rhetoric. How does that feel this morning, Mark Lowen?
Well, Greeks are getting really used to crises. They're getting used to the sort of endless crisis that this country seems to be lurching between. So actually, when you walk around the city, it does feel like a pretty normal place at the moment. The bars and cafes are full, the restaurants are full. People do talk about other things apart from the election. But that said, the newspapers are full of everything. The campaigns are drawing to a close, final rallies tonight. So it is still a main topic of conversation as well. In terms of, the political mood. Under Greek electoral law, the opinion polls are not allowed to be published for the last 2 weeks before polling day. So we're basing our ideas on how the parties are looking on polls from 2 weeks ago.
That's fascinating. From the perspective, Mark Lowen, of a Euro finance minister in Brussels, what's the best possible outcome this weekend?
Well, what they want, what Brussels, Berlin, Paris and other Eurozone capitals and indeed DC wants, is that a government is elected here that sticks to the path of reform and cost cutting, because Greece needs, in their view, to bring its financial house in order, and it can only do so by sticking to the terms of the bailout. But there is a lot of anger here against the austerity measures and against the cuts that have really brought this country to its knees. And so I think there is an understanding that is developing in other Eurozone capitals and in Washington and in other places that there may have to be some kind of renegotiation of the bailout terms, whoever comes into power here, even if the pro-bailout parties are elected. Now, I have to say that on the topic of the opinion polls not being published for the last 2 weeks, what we did see yesterday was that markets soared here. The Athens Stock Exchange closed up 10% because there were rumours and speculation that the pro-bailout parties are consolidating some kind of lead based on internal polls. polling. But that is really speculation and rumour. It may evaporate between now and Sunday, and it still leaves this election being the most unpredictable one in Greece for many decades.
And certainly the most watched from the perspective of those European banks that Mark Lowen, our partner, the BBC's Athens correspondent, mentioned just moments ago. Peter Poulos, you're a third-generation Greek-American. You have tried to change your citizenship so you can vote in this election. You've been unsuccessful at that, I understand. What, from your perspective, is the best possible outcome here, Peter?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, I think that Greeks rightfully so are frustrated with the dynastic political families that have controlled, political life here in Greece for decades. And failed promises for decades have led to a massive brain drain from the country, and now, 21% unemployment. And so, I think Alexis Tsipras, has touched upon something here with Greeks, that has them wanting for something more. And that's why he was able to garner 20% of the vote in the last election. I mean, if you really listen to what he's saying, about nationalizing banks and about restoring people's pensions and all of these things, really it doesn't make much sense, but, when you look at historically what's happened here, what other option is there? So to answer your question, I don't know, it's difficult to say what the right, what the right thing is. I mean,
Well, Peter, I can hear the emotion in your voice. You're certainly there to witness history being made in the country of your family, even though you're not a citizen there. Peter Poulos is a third-generation Greek-American who arrived in Athens yesterday to observe this history. Mark Lowen, Athens correspondent for our partner, the BBC, remind us again what's going to happen this weekend. When do the polls open, and when might we get an actual result?
Polls open at 7 o'clock in the morning local time. They close at 7 p.m. There's an exit poll that will come straight out, and then results will start dribbling in throughout the evening. The big question is going to be, are people going to feel that they voiced their protest, they voiced their message of discontent back in the election on the 6th of May, and they're now going to come back to the political mainstream? That's what the EU wants. We'll have to see whether it happens.
And unquestionably, the reaction will hit the beach. The wave will hit the beach in market responses on Monday morning, so we'll be looking for that. Mark Lowen, thanks so much. Mark Lowen is the Athens correspondent for our partner, the BBC. We also spoke with Peter Poulos, third-generation Greek-American, visiting and witnessing the history being made in Athens. Thanks to you both.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.